This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. His name is Eric Owens. He is the president and CEO of Alexandria Minerals Corp. Well, they trade on the TXV venture up in Canada under the ticker symbol AZX.V. They also trade on the OTC markets here in the States under the ticker symbol ALXDF. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. I'm pleased to be here. It's always good to get out and tell our story a bit.
You know, give us a little bit about statement of where your company is located and what exactly you guys do.
Yeah, so we're a junior gold exploration company. We're not a mining company, and no, we don't intend to become one. I guess circumstances could change, and we might do that. But our specialty is trying to find the gold, and our goal is to find a multi-million-ounce gold deposit. To do that, we've located ourselves in one of the world's premier mining districts, and that's Val d'Or, Quebec. It's about a 5.5-hour drive north of Montreal, Quebec, and it's a well-known mining camp. Produced some right in the immediate vicinity of Val d'Or, about 25 or 26 million ounces of gold. And if you look at the same belt along a distance of another 100 kilometers or so, 60 miles, you've probably seen maybe 75 to 100 million ounces of gold.
That's amazing.
Produced. So we have a big property package there, and it's well located. It's like any real estate, location, location, location is very
That's
helpful.
For sure. You know, one of the reasons why I wanted you to come on the show, I want you to tell my listeners a little bit about your last PR. I was taken back by it. I probably talked to anywhere from 100 to 300 CEOs that are in the mining business every quarter, definitely every half year. And your situation is a little bit different. So tell us about your latest press release.
Yeah, so it was obviously we got some great results. It was something on the order of almost 9 grams per ton, 8.88 grams per ton over 4.5 or 5 meters. That was good. It included a 14.2 gram per ton gold over 2 meter intercept there. It's good because we're re-looking at an old deposit that has previously been looked at for its sort of bulk tonnage characteristics, a lower grade bulk tonnage characteristics, disseminated type thing. And this is good because we've recognized in the past year and a half the importance or the role or the presence, I should say, of high-grade veins, high-grade gold veins in the past year and a half or two in these things. And in particular, next door to where we were drilling with these results, next door we've recognized a sort of a series or a set of stacked high-grade veins that repeat themselves as you go down in the earth. And this one was a step out into another area and showed that, well, we have some high-grade veins here too. And the real importance of all of this is what the role is going to be of these high-grade veins to the ultimate grade and size of this gold deposit that we have here in Val d'Or.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the projects that you guys are currently at. Let's talk about the Cadillac Break property. Can you bring us up to speed where we're at on that?
Yes. So the Cadillac Break property package that we have controlled now since about 2006, it's a 35 kilometer or for the Americans out there, a 25 mile long property package, stretching from the Val d'Or airport, so very near town, eastward along a major geological structure, Cadillac Break. And since that time, actually between 2006 and say 2013 or 14, we assembled through drilling, discovered 2.2 million ounces of gold on that property.
Wow.
Now
in
the process of that, and all of it's near surface. I mean, this property has an amazing amount of potential here because in spite of it being located in a well-known mining district and have had several companies over the years finding mines and or discovering new prospects on this particular property, it's relatively underexplored. Most of the exploration has not gone to any deeper than about 100 meters depth, most historical, before we've gotten onto the property. And now we are only touching down to about 300 meters. And many mines in the area go down a kilometer or more. So it's fairly still early stage. We're focused on the western half of this property package, this 25-mile-long property package. In fact, we're even more focused than the whole western half, but we're focused probably in the western quarter, the western 4 or 5 miles of this property package. So we discovered a deposit in 2012 that will become Quebec's next gold mine. We sold it to Agnico Eagle in 2015, and they're going to take the ore there. They're going to mine it from an open pit and take the ore and move it to one of their mills. The point of all this is that the area has potential to reap success on smaller discoveries, but it also has potential for discovering multi-million ounce deposits, as there's a number of those in the region.
You know, one of the press releases that I was reading, there was discovery of two diorite plugs, which that's like rocks right before you discover gold. And is this your first ever drilling program?
Yes, so one area of this property package, we call it it's kind of underlies what we call the airport property. We have different names depending on the area, but we call it our Triangle 2 drill program because what we're doing is testing targets that are very similar to the Triangle Zone, which is just north of our property, off to the north side of our property. Triangle Zone has a 1.5 million ounce gold deposit, high grade, and these are high grade veins. Now, on our property, nobody's ever really tested for these things since ever. And so last fall, we drilled our first ever drill program there, trying to find some of these things. And you got to imagine, picture this, because it's northern boreal forest. There's just stunted fir trees and bogs and things like that. There's no rock exposure, unlike in the west where you get mountains and hills. It's pretty flat. And so you've got to really infer a lot of things about what kind of geology is underground. So it takes a lot of, you do indirect tests like geophysics and so forth, and you look at these geophysics targets and you select a drill hole to do that. And until you actually drill a hole, you don't know what the geology is under there. So it was a pretty good success, that first round program, 7 holes, 2,800 meters total drilling. And we intersected, as you noted, the diorite plugs, which is a critical host rock for the Integra Triangle Zone mineralization and their gold deposit there. The gold isn't only hosted in it, but it's kind of a critical kind of ingredient there. So we hit the critical ingredients, the critical host rock, the diorite plug. We hit the quartz gold tourmaline veins, the funny minerals that occur with the gold veins at a Triangle Zone. We did hit some gold, nothing that was high grade enough like what Integra is getting next door to us, but we think it's a matter of time before we do hit that. And we hit proper fault zones and everything. So we're pretty pleased with the success of that drill, that first stage drill program. We will be following that up with more drilling after the new year as freezing conditions kick in and let us go anywhere to drill and we can hit all our targets.
My guest today is Eric Owens. He is the president and CEO of Alexandria Minerals Corp. Well, they trade up on the TXV venture up there in Canada, ticker symbol AZX.V. They also trade down here in the States on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ALXDF. Let's talk about the agreement with Probe Metals. Something that they're spending like $5 million to explore. Can you elaborate or give us some, where are we at in the process of this agreement?
Yes, that's another good deal. You know, as management of a junior exploration company, we have to be careful about how we spend money. We have to be fairly focused as to what we're doing. We can't spend money everywhere we want. And we, a little more than a year ago, probably almost 2 years ago now, we acquired another company, Murgor Resources, in a buyout basically, and we acquired a whole bunch of property assets scattered over Manitoba, Ontario, and Quebec, so over a far greater geographic region than we anticipated, or than we had before. And our focus has been Val-d'Or, always Val-d'Or. Well, we've been optioning off some of those properties. We've been doing those deals. But most recently, we announced a joint venture with Probe Metals, a great exploration company. They are the discoverers of what is known as the Borden gold deposit in Ontario. They sold that to Goldcorp last year for $600 million, whatever.
Wow.
So they're really top-notch people. And we started discussing with them, and we ultimately optioned for joint venture the eastern third of our property package in Val-d'Or. Now, our Cadillac Break property package in Val-d'Or, as I said earlier, is 25 miles long. We optioned off the eastern third, so we're focused on the western two-thirds. And in fact, like I said, we're focused even more closely aligned to the western, probably one-third. But we retain the western two-thirds. They get the eastern they get to earn in on the eastern third by spending $7 million in total. And they also have to issue a pre-feasibility study for a gold deposit that totals at least 1 million ounces of gold. So they have to find at least a 1 million-ounce gold deposit, which in Val-d'Or is pretty good. That's, you're starting to get to a point because there's infrastructure in the area, mills and everything. That's pretty good. It's not like being up in the north of the Arctic Circle where you have to find a 6 million-ounce ore deposit. But there are those here, so they may find one. And then they issue us total of 500,000 shares for that, and that's to earn 70% interest in those eastern portion of the property package. We will retain 30% in that eastern portion of the property package. We think this is a great value added. It'll add a lot of value to this property because it's in very early stage. It's almost sort of moose pasture. We haven't done any work on any of those claims except for one in that whole property package. We've had the property since 2006, like I say, and we are too busy where we are. Now, we could spend a lot of money where we are. We don't need to. So we got somebody else who's good doing work on a property that we're not going to be able to get to.
You know, we talked about your projects. We talked about some of your partners. You know, one of the most important is management. What kind of people you have surrounded with you that's going to take you to the next level?
Well, we're good. We are actually ramping up as well on our own activities here, and have been over the past few months during the fall, as the markets have sort of improved a bit, although they're starting to go sideways a little bit. We've got a very good, loyal, and honorable team. The idea that we follow is we want to do the right thing. And that permeates everything we do, whether it's on the drilling side. We want to do the best we can on the drilling side. We want to do the best we can on the communication side. We want to do the best we can on where we're trying to head. What's the best value for Alexandria shareholders?
Absolutely.
And that's the name of our game.
Absolutely. Sprout Financing, where are we at in the process of that?
Yeah, well, it looks like it's good. I mean, we have a lot of interest. Looks like we'll be closing it in the near future. I think we announced a closing date of December 21st. I don't know if it'll close before December 21st, but it's looking good. So we're positive with it. Sprott is a great name. The group is very behind us in all aspects. They're looking at, I think it's a great deal for Alexandria and its shareholders, because once the new year comes and 2017 comes, we'll be going out and about with the Sprott Group. They'll be able to lend their name to our activities, and there could be worse names, of course, than that. And they're one of the premier gold financing groups in the world, certainly in North America, and they're very supportive of precious metals and precious metals companies. So we're very pleased with this, and we're very excited to really get this deal, this transaction done, so that we can get started working with them.
Eric Owens is my guest today. He is the president and CEO of Alexandria Minerals Corp. They trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol AZX.V. They also trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol ALXDF. Eric, in closing here, is there anything that you would like to talk about to my listeners that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
We've covered most of the recent activities, and that's a good thing. But it's worth noting that we've got properties elsewhere besides this one that we acquired, as I noted with a transaction, the Murgor transaction a couple of years ago. One of them, those properties in Manitoba, have collectively about 1 million ounces of gold and gold equivalent, mostly in the form of copper. And we're focused, of course, in Val-d'Or, and we're always looking for opportunities to add value to these places. We're not going to spend any money on exploration there until the markets tell us to, or we'll find a partner for those. We're a fairly well-rounded group. We're diligent, and we like finding gold. We like drilling. We'll continue to do that.
I want to thank you for stopping by today, coming on the show. Company that we're highlighting today is Alexandria Minerals. They're up there in Toronto. The CEO is Eric Owens, and they trade on the TXXV under the ticker symbol AZX.V. Eric, thank you very much. I wish you nothing but success. We're going to check back with you in a couple of months.
Great. Thank you, Everett. It's been a real pleasure.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.